Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of St. Augustine of Hippo, and from Ireland we hear from Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commenter and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled St. Augustine of Hippo.
My scripture reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23, beginning at verse 13. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven, for you do not go in yourselves, and when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cross sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'Whoever swears by the sanctuary is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the sanctuary is bound by the oath.' You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary that has made the gold sacred? And you say, 'Whoever swears by the altar is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on the altar is bound by the oath.' How blind you are! For which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So, whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it, and whoever swears by the sanctuary swears by it and by the one who dwells in it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by the one who is seated upon it." The Gospel of the Lord. Unusually, or rather like Augustine in the Confessions, this reflection I'm addressing from me to God. Lord of love and of life itself, it is by your grace that I often speak to your people, regularly when they're gathered for prayer, and on those occasions I seek to set before them, as I set before myself, the hugely good news of Jesus, your Son, drawing for our own lives the appropriate lessons regarding behavior, as may then seem wise and timely. Lord God, eternal Father of Jesus, our Savior, I come on a special day. Much of the church marks the memory, feast indeed, of St. Augustine, a much reformed man and thus convinced disciple of your Son. I may be influenced by Augustine in some of what I say today. I rather hope so. I know for sure that it is based on Augustine's example that I address this prayerful reflection, hoping that even an occasional reflection of the reflection may enlighten and inspire other disciples who, like me, have known pitfalls and some days I might compare to spending too much time beneath in a building's basement, as well as moments of sheer joy. Today, as I say, is different. For today I turn to you, Almighty Father, and on the basis of what I have belatedly learned from the wisdom of your people, my congregation, I turn to you, knowing that some among that congregation with whom I have shared your word may listen in as I speak. As your word has brought me to a place in your church where I can preach that word made flesh, and the message that his life and death transmit, now I stand, encouraged by so many of your daughters and sons, and expressed a confession, shorter and far less poetic than Augustine's, but no less sincere. I now have hope in my heart, Heavenly Father, and you have enabled me to learn from the wisdom of many to whom by your grace I have listened. My heart abounds with joy after much of the other stuff. While I was for some years self-indulgent and sought satisfaction, which I mistakenly believed to be within reach once some pleasurable things were at hand, I was effectively blinding myself to your beauty, my God. In a sense, I thought I could build, even create myself, according to an image I might choose. But now you have called me back to realize I am the work of your hand, and that this can more fruitfully be seen by others when I realize who I am, where I've come from, and where I'm headed. You called me repeatedly. Only recently, I confess, have I gained the honesty to listen. Like your servant, Augustine, whom we remember today, I may look back even sympathetically at my confused younger self, but I come before you, Lord, confessing that my hesitation regarding a reformed manner of life does not belong to my younger days. It's only quite recently, O Lord, the gentleness of your saving persistence has begun to win the day, and thousands of earthly days still to come, I hope. How utterly remarkable a life when we gladly invite your Son, the way, the truth, and the life, to guide our Camino. The light with which you have enlightened me and enabled me, rather, to see what was wrong with my behavior was, in your servant Augustine's words, altogether other than any other lights. If your servant Augustine could write a famous book of second thoughts, then I could well take to a similar path, though in today's overheard reflection, I will not go into many details. Let's say, O compassionate Lord God, you know the story. And when other disciples of your Son come before you in a spirit like mine today, they too will more readily and with less trepidation admit failures and seek the Spirit's guidance for trudging along the earthly path that leads to that union for which we long. Another servant of yours, O Heavenly Father, St. Basil of Caesarea, once wrote that once the civil war in our nature has been brought to an end and we are at peace within ourselves, we may become peace. As you enabled Augustine to confess, you have always been with me. As you did for the Bishop of Hippo, you have enabled me too to begin to understand and accept with joy that which you have done for me. You touched me, and I have burned for your peace. If death, sin and death, are utterly destroyed on Calvary Hill, no mountain is then too steep for any disciple of the crucified Lord. In your grace, Father, may whatever gift for hating still lies within me, let the sole purpose of this gift be to continue to combat and defeat in my life that which earlier threatened my health and thus endangered my ability to preach the wonders of salvation. In you, I trust.